What's going on, guys? This is RM3, and this is the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast.
I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the freshest, and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus. The paper is still the gold. Now for $1 million, will I sell my soul? Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to a brand new episode of the 3ND Signs in Sports Podcast, the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Rumble, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio, and anywhere that you find your podcast. Guys, we appreciate you for tuning in. And guys, we have RM3 here with us, running back extraordinaire, number 23. How's everybody doing? How you feeling, bro? How's your body? How's everything going?
You know, feeling good. You know, trying to have a breakout season.
So, talking about a breakout season, let's get straight into it. You want to talk straight about sports? All right. We're 4 games into the season. Who have you guys played, and how did those games go?
Our first game, our season opener, ended up being Santa Maria. We won that game 30-14. Our game 2 was against Heavenville in Heavenville. That game we won 18-6. Game 3 was in Falfurrias, facing off against Monte Alto. We won that game 50-29. And game 4 was against Aransas Pass. In Aransas Pass, we won that game 30-14.
Okay. Let's talk about the Aransas Pass game, because Aransas Pass is a good opponent. They're a strong opponent usually. Were they strong this year? How were they?
They were good. They had a solid D line. You know, their explosion off the ball was pretty nice. Other than that, our defense did their job and their assignments, and our offense got it going second quarter.
That's good. And let's talk about also Monte Alto. You said, what was the score to that game? 50-29. I want to talk about what it's like to win a game that big and how you keep yourself composed going into the next game, whether it was because it was an easy opponent or you guys just dominated. How do you stay focused heading into the next game?
It's all about mentality, honestly. We had a good mindset going into that game. I mean, it hurt us because we thought we were going to blow them out, and that kind of killed us. But going into the Aransas Pass game, we knew it was going to be a dogfight. So as the game started, you know, we kicked off. We struggled a little bit in the beginning, but once we got into the game and locked in, you know, we turned it up, we turned a switch, and we gave them a game.
Okay. Let's talk about what happens whenever you're in a close game. What is it like when you're heading into the fourth quarter? What's the mentality of the team, and what do you do specifically as a leader to keep everybody focused on the task at hand?
We've had 2 close games so far, none of them being in the fourth quarter. By the fourth quarter, we turn it up. But going into the fourth quarter, we know it's a mindset. You know, it's until the last whistle blows is when we stop. We don't stop until the last whistle blows. You know, as a team, we know what it is. We know what it feels like to be on the other side of the other end of the bargain. So we come out and we play until the last whistle blows. But the first close game we've been into was against Heavenville. We had a pretty bad start. Our kickoff, they ended up pinning us inside the 5 off kickoff, straight opening kickoff. We ended up fumbling 2 plays later. They scored an easy touchdown, and then after that, everybody had their heads down. But our leaders stepped up, and they came back, and they were like, come on, guys, like, we need to win this. Like, snap out of it. We ended up winning that game 18-6, like I said. It was a great game. It showed our character, and it showed what kind of players we really are.
So, and what would you attribute that to, that mentality? Where does that come from?
Honestly, it comes from the dog in us. You know, we have that fight. We're from Falfurrias, a small town. We've been on the other side. We know what it feels like to lose, and we don't like that feeling. We just have that dog. We're going to fight until the last whistle blows.
So, talk about you're a junior this year, correct? Sure. Okay, so talk about your freshman year and sophomore year, and tell us how this year is different from those 2 years, and how those 2 years went compared to what you're expecting for this year.
My freshman year and my sophomore year. My freshman year, I shared the backfield, and then towards the ending of the season, I got the backfield to myself. But A lot of it was handling adversity. You know, a big thing that we preach is stay out of trouble and keep our grades up so we could like continue to play. And like if you like they say, if you don't pass, you don't play. That was a big problem we had. But going into this year, throughout the summer, our coaches really were on us about that. You know, trying to keep us healthy, trying to keep us get us ready, get our mindset ready, and really teach us how to handle adversity in any way it comes.
Okay, so let's stick on that on the coaching point. Talk about your coaches, because there has been quite the overhaul in your coaching staff. Talk about the new additions to the program.
The new big additions is Coach Garcia. Really, he came in 2020 to 2021. He was a big help addition. He really taught us how to be ourselves. You know, grow up as men. He really just showed us what it feels like, you know, like to win. He knows us. He coached us. He knew how to fix our mentalities. And ever since then, you know, he's been riding for us. My running back coach Ando Guerra, shout out. He's been helping me. He's been helping me keep focus, you know, watch film, find any small like adjustments or like anything. You know, he talks to me before games, says there's a cutback here on this play. You know, like a lot of things like that. Coach Rice, new dude. Jerry Rice's nephew.
Nice.
His full name is Darius Rice. He's cool. You know, he gives us help. He gives us advice whenever we need it. And I'm really grateful to have him on our coaching staff. Coach Flowers and Coach Monty are another two pair of good coaches. They used to battle it out back in their high school days. They're really good. They're my track coaches too. And I wouldn't have it any other way. We got a bunch of new coaches. Coach Cole, he's a good coach. He has a lot of advice. You know, he really talks to us. He tells us what it is. And I appreciate him for that.
Okay. So, let's talk.
Two more coaches that I cannot forget.
Okay.
Coach Gilbert Perez, our
shout
defensive
out
coordinator. That dude, he's helping me see defense better and, like, stronger. And then Coach Gabe Perez, you know.
Shout
dog,
out
that yeah. Hawk coming out of the helmet, it turns me up a different kind of turn up, dog,
for sure, you know? For sure.
And then that his like vocal points and like his mindset is just like he has that Mamba mentality.
Shout out to Coach Gabe, because he just came back, right? When did he come back?
This year.
So at the beginning of the year.
Yes, sir.
How does it feel to play under Coach Gabe, like in any capacity, wherever you're able to work with him?
It feels like He's there for us. Like his mindset and his mentality are like it turns you up. Like it makes you like flip the switch and now you're a different person. Like now you're gonna go get it. Like
go run through a wall for him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I got to play under Coach Gabe. He actually came in my freshman year of high school, so I had him my entire 4 years. Definitely one of the best coaches that I've ever played for and played with. And not only on the field, but he makes a big impact on the athletes off the field as well. So shout out to Coach Gabe, shout out Gilbert Perez, and shout out to the new coaches and the coaches, the continuing coaches. But let's move on to the next question. My next question is we talked about mentality, we talked about leadership. We talked about Aransas Pass. Let's talk about where, before we get into district, there's one game left. Where are you guys going and where is that game? Who are you guys playing?
We're playing at, San Antonio Young Men's Leadership Academy. We're playing that game in the Alamo Stadium, not the dome, the stadium, the outdoor stadium. It's really nice out there. It's like probably one of the biggest stadiums I'll ever see besides the Cowboys Stadium. It looks enjoyable. I can't wait to play out there. You know, our team can't wait. We're going into that game with a different mindset. It's a business trip. We're going to get in and get out. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I was going to say, San Antonio, how did that come about? Because I never played San Antonio in high school.
That's just Coach Garcia looking out for us. You know, like I said, he wants shout the best out for us. That's him doing his thing.
That's what's up. Shout out to Coach Garcia. I think... No, that's at the end, but... Anyways, let's talk about the rest of your team. Because any good running back needs a supporting cast, whether it be the line, whether it be a quarterback, whether it be wide receivers. Let's talk about your offensive line. Who plays on your offensive line?
Our starting center is Carlos Gonzalez. He's a dog, you know. He's probably one of the best centers I've had in a really long time. You know, he knows his stuff. He makes his calls. He's very, like, he communicates with his rest of linemen very well. And I enjoy having him alongside with me. Our starting right guard is Armando Johnson, a.k.a. AJ. They call him Big Trench Dog for a reason.
Shout out.
Yes, sir. He's a dude I've been playing with since I was about, like, 8 years old, 9 years old. You know, we came up from nothing. Me and him have really been through the deeps, been through some battles against each other. And I wouldn't have no other right guard but him. Like, I love that dude. Our starting right tackle is Hector Salinas. He's a dog, you know. He came on this year as a, you know, starting. He didn't really know the offense, but he picked it up very well. And I appreciate him for, like, staying and learning and stuff. Our starting left guard is Omar Cabraja. He's a beast, you know. He's a dog. He does his things. He learned a lot over these past few years. And I, you know, I'm happy that he's alongside blocking for me. I wouldn't want him on the other end. We have two left tackles. They sub in and sub out a lot. Our first one being Tom Vela and our second one being Michael Longoria. Both of them are some dogs. You know, they know how to communicate with their O-line. You know, they do their thing whenever, whether it's a pass play or a run play, they give me help, you know, and their blocks are just, they're really good off the edge. You know, they set that edge, they set that tone.
Shout out to the line, man, because those are the guys that are often underappreciated. They're not as flashy as being the superstar running back of the Falfurrias jerseys.
Any chance I get, you know, I try to let them know I appreciate them. After a long run, I'm like, hey, I appreciate y'all. You know, if we're having a bad game, I go up to them, I'm like, hey, yo, let's turn up, let's do this, let's eat.
Yeah, for sure. The offensive line, important, bro. If your offensive line isn't eating, then it's going to be hard for you to eat. I want to talk about, because we are going to transition into a lot of topics. We are going to get into a lot of things. But before we do continue and before we do go on with the variety of topics me and RM3 are going to talk about, I want to make an announcement and I want to break some news to you guys. I'm working on a song. It is the official title of the song is RM3. So I wanted to let you know that here, Renny. We're gonna put that on Spotify whenever it is finished. So yeah, guys, you guys can expect a song. It's RM3. I could show you guys a preview right now on the interview.
Put that at the end. At the end.
At the end. Okay, so guys, tune in to the end, listen all the way to the end, and maybe we'll show you, you know, a small preview, like, you know,
5 seconds,
5 seconds, you know what I'm saying, seven, you know what I'm saying, we'll show you a little bit, but, yeah, let's, that's gonna happen. You guys look out for that, like I said, Spotify, anywhere that you can find that. Guys, we're gonna move on, but before we do move on, I forgot to do something at the beginning of this episode. I kind of did, but I kind of didn't. So I'm just gonna run you guys down where you guys could follow us and how you can send in your questions, ask your questions, and get on the podcast. You know what I mean? Guys, listen, like, and follow. Leave us a comment, review on your favorite platform. Also on Getter, Parler, Twitter, and Truth Social. Our official Cash App for the podcast is RealDeal0423. That's RealDeal0423. Make sure to ask us about our merchandise line. Also, for questions, you can email us directly at signsinsportspodcast@gmail.com. That's SAENZ in sportspodcast@gmail.com. Or you could tag us or ask your questions on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted or the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast page, Patreon at 3&D Signs and Sports, Getter at Signs and Sports Podcast, Parler Signs and Sports Podcast, and Truth Social Design I Gifted. But yeah, you guys, if you want to get on the show, if you want your questions to be read on the show, comments, if you have any questions for any interviewers, if you have any questions for me, then just send them in and we'll do that. But every running back's job relies on their front five, but also it takes people around you, it takes talent around you, it takes skill positions around you to support you. Talk about your quarterback and talk about your receivers.
My quarterback, we have two of them right now, our starting two being Marky Gonzalez and Jamarcus Jones.
they've really helped me a lot this season. They are able to, they have vision. They have good vision. They see where the field opens up at. They know when to pull it. They're very good dual threat quarterbacks. They're able to chunk it deep, chunk it short, you know, over the middle. They're able to get outside the pocket, make plays happen whenever there's nothing. And whenever they pull it, it helps, like, the defense respect both of us, not just me. And over these past few years, I mean, it's been hard where the defense just keyed on me the whole game, and, like, there goes our whole game plan. But now having those two, it really opened up a lot on our offense. Our receiving core is looking great. We have Valet Garza, Jamarcus Jones, Marky Gonzalez, you know, they trade off. Josh Sanchez, Ryan Cantu, Brian Ramirez, Julian Moreno, a.k.a. Big Cuz.
Yeah.
You know, they're awesome dogs out there. You know, whenever they have to block for me, they come out, they block, they do their thing. I mean, I know how hard it is, like, just to block a lot, but, like, I appreciate them truly. Like, without them, some of my outside runs wouldn't, like, get the yards I get. You know, they're a big part of the offense too, especially whenever we need to open up the passing game. Hey, they come out big, they do their thing, and I'm ready to ride with them through everything, through thick and thin.
So one thing that I noticed, we talked about leadership earlier. One thing I noticed is everybody knows that personal accountability is a big thing, especially in football. Each of the 22 players that are playing on each side of the ball need to be responsible for a job. They need to do their job. I heard you call out, you know, some things where you yourself did some things you weren't, you know, made mistakes. Somebody else made mistakes. I noticed that you guys, is that something that you guys are big on, accountability, taking responsibility for your...
If we have small mess-ups in the huddle, you know, as a team, we try our hardest to get ourselves back together, like, get our mental state back locked in. You know, it's a game, there's going to be mess-ups, but it's how we come back and handle adversity is how was going to determine the result of the game. You know, I have a lot of mess-ups. Like, just this past game, it was a 4th-and-2 situation, and I jumped early. You know, it was a false start, and that's something I need. I should have known better. Like, I've been in the system 3 years, but, I mean, everybody has mess-ups. I mean, the first thing my team told me was, it's okay. Like, you're good. Just don't worry about it. Get ready for the next play, and, I mean, that meant a lot. It helped me lock back in, you know, get out of that bad mindset that I had, and just having a team like that, teammates that support you and help you out, it feels good. And that's why I try my hardest to thank my linemen when I can, my receivers when they block, and even hearing my defense whenever I'm coming off the field say, hey, good job running the ball, kid. Like, that helps me. It makes me lock back in. It helps me finish the game or put it away if I have to. And then sometimes when we line up, my quarterbacks come up and say, hey, feed Rennie, feed 2-3. You know, that turns me on. That says, let's go. That's it's a motor right there that sets me up. Let's go.
So, we talked about district. We talked about getting ready to go into district. These are important games right here, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think it's cool to see that kids your age in high school are wisening up to, you know, opportunities to make a run at something that you guys got going right here. I think you guys realize how special it is, and I think a lot of other people around you guys watching from the outside realize how special it is. That's why it's cool that we have you on the podcast, because I think a lot of people agree that you are something special. You are a special athlete. You've been doing it for a long time, and we want to acknowledge that, and we want to, you know, we want to spotlight that, because however we can help you to get to the next level, that's our goal. Because if one person can do it from our community, it'll ignite the fire in the next person. It'll make the next person think, hey, this is possible. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And that's basically the premise of what we do. So again, we want to tell you thank you for getting onto the podcast. We want to tell you thank you for giving us your time. This is something small in the bigger picture of what is going on with Falfuria Sports. You guys got a lot of talent. I know you talked about you guys are offensive heavy. You guys also have, you know, issues on defense here and there, like every team does. Talk about when you guys are down in the fourth quarter, what is it that you guys look to that helps you pull it out at the end when you have to?
Those small mistakes that the opposing teams have, it gives us a hope. It shows us that we're still in it. Like, our past 2 years, we haven't been in the game in the fourth quarter. Like, by the second half, we're already, like, tired. We're getting down on ourselves. this year we know our talent, we know what we could do. So anytime a team has a small mistake that gives us the ball back on offense, we know we can't let that go to waste. So we go do our thing and we go score for them boys. We know the defense has been putting in work. You know, they're doing their thing. Our run defense is great. Like, we hold them. Heavenville was a heavy run offense, and we did our thing. We stopped them boys. We held them to only 6 points, and that was just off mistakes. That's the only reason they got those 6 points. Our passing defense is getting better. You know, it's just communication. Ranz's pass couldn't really throw the ball on us. We were there. We've been getting a lot of interceptions, and we've been taking advantage of them and going down the field and score.
So, okay, like I said, I wanted to get the important things out of the way first. You know, I wanted to hear about your character. I wanted to know who you were as a person. And most importantly, for all the kids younger than you, all the kids that are playing peewee sports, if they do get a hold of this podcast and they hear, I don't want them to just hear the athletics. I don't want them to just hear that you're a good football player. I want them to hear that you're a good person as well. You know, so that's one of the main things that I wanted. That's why I started it out so real, rather than just getting straight to the brand, getting straight to everything. So now we can have fun.
Oh yeah, let's go.
Now we can have fun. All of that is out of the way, and let's have a good time now.
Let's talk.
We are 20 minutes in. Guys, what we're going to do is we're going to take you guys into a break. This is the first time on the interview episode series we've ever had an ad sponsorship in the middle of an interview, but hey, we do what we do. We make new all the time. So we're going to take you guys into an ad, and when we come back, we will continue this interview episode with RM3. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We got to get with the times, and we got to get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-30. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast interview episode series on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. As you know, we're here with RM3. What's up? What's up? Guys, a recent revelation during the ad break. We're not done talking about character stuff yet. I was just shown Rennie's, report card? Rennie's report card for the first 6 weeks of school. And I think I'm just as excited as he is to talk about it. And why is it that you're excited to talk about your report card? Tell us what's on the report card and go ahead and explain why you wanted to talk about it.
So I have straight A's, nothing under a 98, having only two 98s. So the rest is 99 and above. I was really excited to talk about this because for all the young athletes or all the young students coming up, grades happen to be the most important thing, especially, you know, trying to go to the next level. It's all about your grades. You try keeping that as high as you can. Colleges love to see that. So me having that good of grades, I would love to, like, let the young athletes know, like, make sure you're on top of it. Everybody says you're a student athlete, which means school comes first. You're not an athlete student. So always worry about your grades, you know.
It's refreshing to see somebody that's your age talking about the things that you're talking about. Because I know when I was in high school, I was positioned in a sort as the leader of my team as well. And I know I wasn't handling it as well as you are. So your focus is different. You're young. You're obviously committed to what you're doing. You're dedicated. How long have you been playing football?
I've been playing football for about 11 years now, going on year 12. I've played select football my whole life since I was 4 years old, going up to last year. Last year was the first year I stopped. It's been going good. You know, football is just something that I need to play to live with, you know. Like, starting since I was young, my dad and my uncle showing me the basics, showing me the foundation, and really letting me learn a lot by myself, you know, get in the groove of it. And a lot of my moves came from Madden. Yes, sir.
Let's go. Tell me about it.
You know, when I was young, I played my brother a lot in Madden. You know, I had to show him what's up.
No.
I had to show him what's up.
No. Notorious, everybody, if you don't know the connection, we had the mock draft episode of the interview episode series, and we had Coastal Card Game Shop, and we had Notorious. Renny Martinez is the brother of Mr. Notorious Streams. So, Notorious, tell me it ain't so.
I had to let him know.
Okay, so you've been playing for, you said, 11, 12 years. What is that like, bro? What kind of, I like to ask people, what kind of work ethic does that take to get yourself up to do everything that you've been doing the last few years, and who drives you to do that?
It's commitment. It's all a mindset. Not everybody is going to get up every day and do what I do or what we do as a community, you know. Like, what drives me to do that is to get my family out of a small town where, you know, we don't have much here. I want them to see the bigger picture, and that's what I'm all about. That's what really drives me every day, is just to get my family out of here, you know. Get my family all together, you know, have everybody with me. You know, that support helps me. It goes a long way.
So football, why football? What is I know you talked a little bit about it already before, but what is it that made you fall in love with the game?
It's that contact, you know, being able to hit somebody, being able to like run past somebody, stiff arm somebody. It's just having that want. It's that dog mentality. Not everybody was born with it. Like they say, if football was easy, everybody would be out here.
You like hitting people?
Oh yeah, I love hitting people.
Yeah, you like initiating the contact?
We ain't shy of no contact here.
Let's go. I like that. So RM3, many people, you've seen the Day One Vibes articles. You've heard RM3 on the 3ND Signs and Sports podcast. Talk a little bit about. I don't know if you know. I don't know if it's intentional or what your plans were with it. But RM3, it's becoming a brand. Is that something that you concern yourself with? Are you focused on just the getting better, getting yourself somewhere? Is RM3 that something that you created, or where did that come from?
It originally originated from my name. You know, I'm Renny Martinez III. So RG3, Robert Griffin III, he's a ex-NFL quarterback, you know, that had a lot of inspiration on starting my name as RM3. I used it when I was young, and ever since then, like, it's became big on me, and now I'm trying to prove my last name. I'm giving somebody a last name to remember.
Do you have any plans of capitalizing off of the brand? Do you think about that ever?
I haven't had this conversation.
I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I haven't thought about it, but I know I want to get into stuff like that and start, you know, making it a brand. It's going to be a big thing one day. That's what I'm hoping for.
I agree. I mean, I see it. I think a lot of people are hopeful for it, and I think a lot of people are rooting for you. You inspire hope in a lot of people in the community, especially in a community that hasn't seen something to be hopeful for about in a while. As you know, that's what we're trying to do as well. Sticking on the brand, obviously, if you ever have any questions, if you ever want to get into figuring that out within, you know, whether it be after the season, before the season, next year, you just get with us here at the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast here at DOV, and we'll help you here at the Realest Underground Entertainment. You know, you know you got friends here. You know that, you know, anything that you need, your brother's my boy, so we can help you out, you know. Yes, but I would consider establishing it already, whether it's you personally or it's your family or your brother or whoever. But I would consider establishing RM3 as the brand, because
If you're shooting for a big picture, if you're shooting for the moon, what's the saying? If you miss, at least you fall amongst the stars. You know what I'm saying? Sure. So if you shoot big, you're going to end up somewhere around that vicinity. So get with me and we'll talk about that. You know what I mean? And I can help you out there. Because as everybody knows, I got my own merch to push. Everybody, go to day1vibes.com. Go check out the shop. Everybody here on the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, Patreon, Rumble, Getter, Parler, Truth Social, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you can find us, you guys let us know. Back to the conversation.
Hold up. Oh, all I'm saying is this merch is fire.
Oh, let's go.
Gotta go cop one.
I appreciate it. Yeah, so let's continue talking about football. We haven't talked about the schedule for district. Who are you guys playing? Who are you guys looking to play? And what are some matchups that you're looking forward to? What are the big matchups that we should be expecting?
Our big matchups are right now week six.
Hold up. My bad. Actually, we have one more preseason. I mean, we have one more. We haven't talked about that, have we?
Nah.
Okay, let's talk about the pre-district game before we get into district. Okay, sure. So this is going to be an interesting game.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you guys going?
We're going to San Antonio playing at Alamo Stadium. Not the Dome, the stadium.
Oh, let's go.
So our team we're playing against is San Antonio Young Men's Leadership Academy. They're pretty solid this year. You know, we're going to come in and we're going to punch them in the mouth. We're going to show them that we're here to play. We're not here to mess around. And we're going to make a statement coming into district. We're going to let Lyford know that we're here to play.
Man, So I'm making plans to be there. My hope is that we do get there and we are able to be there and we are able to see. Obviously, we're rooting for you guys to win. But whatever happens, we hope to be there for an interview after the game. You know what I'm saying? So if that's possible, then obviously I'll let you know. I'll keep you up to date and everything. But yeah, that's our idea. San Antonio. That's pretty far. Like, that's going, you know, up there have a game. Yes, I don't remember ever going to San Antonio to go play a game. How did that happen?
That's all about our AD right there. You know, he's looking out for us, giving us the best opportunities. He wants us to have fun, you know, like experience something we've never experienced before, especially coming from a small town. He knows, he understands us. He's gotten to know us over the years. He knows what's going to help us out. He knows our mindset. And getting the San Antonio game really gave us something to look forward to. You know, I mean, everybody said it's a long drive and like we're going to be tired and stuff, but our school found a way to work around that and we should be pretty solid.
I can't wait because like I said, that San Antonio game is a pre-district game and it has real, dare I say, playoff vibes. Yes, you know, sir. What I'm saying? It has real like big game vibes, you know, yes, what I'm, sir, saying? So, You guys are sparking a lot of interest in the community. It's a small community, as we said, not a lot of things to be hopeful for, but this is actually sparking some intrigue amongst a lot of people. And as I said, I think you have a lot to do with it. So, going into that San Antonio game, how do you guys feel?
We feel great. You know, we're going to capitalize a lot off practice this week, you know, get everybody there, get as much reps as we could get. You know, try staying injury free and coming out to the San Antonio game, we're going to show them what's up.
One more time, before we do get to the district matchups and we talk about that, your athletic director, AD Garcia. Guys, everybody, this is for you guys. This isn't necessarily for Rennie. I think I can say this here. I'm just going to break it. And Day One Vibes will probably break it. So you guys get ready and y'all be ready for that. But the 3ND Signs and Sports podcast has solidified a interview with AD Garcia. So you guys be on the lookout and we're going to do that after the RM3 episode. We will have a AD Garcia interview episode series of the podcast as well. So you guys look out for that. That's going to be pretty cool. And that should be, you know, an interesting conversation as well. So, let's talk about district. Let's talk about what the matchups look like.
Week one of district, we got Lyford, which is, they put us, oh no, we put them as our homecoming game. Okay. You know, we wanted a team that is going to be a good game. We wanted a dogfight and that's what we got. We didn't like decide to put no scrub team. We wanted to put some dogs there. Lyford's supposed to be a really good team. You know, we're both looking good this year. It's gonna be a dog fight. We play them here in foul. It's our homecoming game. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good game. You know, I pray everybody stays injury free and we got to go out and ball out. Week two of district, we play in Progreso. That's going to be a really good game. You know, our game plan there is just to go, you know, end the game early, not have to worry about it. You know, just play our game. Week eight, Rio Hondo. It's a team we haven't seen before, haven't faced off. It's going to be a good game. I feel like it's going to be a good matchup. And we just got to come out heavy, you know, strong. Our defense has to come out, make their plays. You know, we'll capitalize off that. And we got to go ball out. Our week nine against Santa Gertrudis, it happened to be the game I got hurt on last season, which was really unfortunate. But, you know, I'm looking out. I'm coming back. I'm ready to come out and show them what I really have. You know, I didn't really get a chance to do that last year. But this year is going to a different story. You know, we're going to go ball out. Week 10 is supposed to be our biggest game of the season, which is San Diego. We're hoping that it's going to be the two ranked teams, you know, number one versus number one, undefeated versus undefeated, coming into that hot, you know, it's going to be a dogfight to the end, and we're gonna prove them wrong that we're really here to play this season and next season.
So that's 1 through 10. San Diego is the final. I mean, not 1 through 10, that's 5 through 10?
6 through 10.
Okay. You said San Diego. San Diego is looking good this year. They are somebody that you anticipate meeting over there at the end to determine the district champs.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What do they got over there?
They have a pretty good squad. You know, they have a strong core. They have a strong offense. Their run offense is really strong. Their quarterback is a really good dual threat. But our defense is great. You know, they know how to stop the run. Our corners are working on stopping the pass. I feel like we should be really solid. Their defense is looking pretty strong too, but nothing our O-line can't handle.
Hey man, y'all sound like y'all got that dog in y'all. I'm not gonna lie, I'm actually excited about district. I'm excited about this game coming up. Like I said, there's a lot of big game vibes, but I'm not gonna lie, I kind of feel like any game that you're involved with, it's a big game vibe, because it feels like people got to show up to go see what's up. You know what I'm saying? People want to see. You know. That being said, let's talk about your stats for this year. And I just want to preface this with, while we're talking about your accomplishments, while we're talking about week 10 of the season, you know, I want you to remember that we're focused on the next game. You know what I'm saying? Solely. I'm sure your coach is going to be listening, and he would tell you the same thing. It's cool to talk about everything else, but stay focused on one thing at a time.
What's in front of us.
Yeah, we'll get to week 10. You know what I'm saying? Hey, next year's your senior year. This is your junior year. Enjoy it. Have fun. You know what I'm saying? And enjoy every moment.
Yes, sir.
So we'll get there. Sorry, coach. let's talk about your stats. You are currently...
I should be the rushing leader. I'm at 789 yards. I am leading 3A and below in rushing yards, and I'm averaging about 7.8 yards per carry, and I'm off 6 touchdowns, 1 throwing.
1 passing touchdown?
Yes, sir.
He can do it all. okay, so that's in what, 4 games?
4.
4 games? You said, so y'all have 5 pre-district games.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and then y'all have 5 district. Okay. 700 and how many yards?
789.
Okay. You're obviously going to go lights out. The games are going to get harder. They're going to get tougher. Everybody knows that one number that we're all thinking about. Everybody knows it's a possibility, but nobody wants to get ahead of themselves. Nobody. No, I don't even want to talk about it. So one, we're not going to talk about it. Yeah, exactly. We're not going to talk about it, but everybody knows that number is there. Everybody's aware of it. That's something that's unfathomable, because, sir, you know what I'm saying? For us to even be, to have that thought that this is possible is pretty crazy.
It's crazy.
So people understand the talent, and I want you to understand that. That's why I keep bringing it up. That's why I'm so, you know what I'm saying, telling you things like that, because you need to understand that you are something special. Everybody around you, I'm sure they tell you, they let you know, your support system, your brother, your mom, your dad, but you need to know that the community supports you. You know what I'm saying? And as what I consider to be, I'm becoming the voice of the community, you know, in the sense that my platform is growing and it's only representing Falfurrias. I feel like I speak for a lot of people when I say that. You know what I mean? So, shout out to you guys. Good luck to you guys. Let's talk about what your goals are in football. We talked about trying to get to the next level. As I said, I'm not trying to get too far, but I want everybody to get a full picture, a clear picture as to who it is that RM3, Randy Martinez III, number 23 on the football field is. So, and like I said, you're special. You're not just somebody who's coming to play his 4 years of football, you know? So let's talk about your goals. Let's talk about what it is that you want to do.
In order to succeed these goals, I need to get my straight A's first, you know, have good grades, and that's something I'm really big on. But my goal is to play at the next level, the collegiate level, and then from there we'll see where that takes me. But right now, you know, I'm really focused on staying healthy, getting my stats up, getting to that college level. You know, as a team, I love to win. You know, that is really big a part of me. I would help my team any way I can. You know, I have their back just like they have them. They have my back. And I'm gonna ride with them until those final stages, that last whistle blows. Hey, we're riding, we're doing this thing.
So you're focusing on the next level, you said.
Yes, sir.
What are you thinking? Are you thinking Tamu Kingsville? Are you thinking a junior college somewhere? What are your plans?
I'm thinking somewhere that I could be utilized the best. I want playing time. I want to be able to experience that collegiate level playing. So wherever I could get that, or whatever scholarship I could get that helps me with my academics too, that's what I'm really looking forward to. So it's not so much a football that I'm focused on. I want to have a good academic in the collegiate level too.
And that's impressive. And I keep saying that, but that's impressive that that's what your answer is. Because a lot of, like I said, back when I was a kid, I don't know, maybe you're just wise beyond your years. But back when I was your age, I was thinking like, you know, well, I mean, people around me were thinking, well, Oregon, Alabama, you know what I mean? Texas, you know, things like that. And it's like, you know, we want to, we would like to, you know what I mean? But you're looking at it a little more realistically. You're looking at, you're what, thinking about starting small, going to like a smaller school, maybe working your way up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. So, and the reason I brought up, the reason I brought up your brand earlier is because, as you know, football is different now, especially college football. There's NIL deals. Yep. There's things like that. You, being a 16-year-old, being everything that you are, everything you're going to be, you need to start establishing the brand. That way, if something like that can come to you, you know what I mean, in a small version, you can capitalize off of that as well. Whether it be after 3 years of playing and you're looking at, oh, this guy's balling out, we want to get him into one of those bigger schools. Yes, you know what I'm saying? They're going to have to, you know what I'm saying? The game's played different now. So obviously those are things that you can consider. Those are things that you figure out along the way as you get older. But those are the things that you're talking about. Those are the things you're looking at. And it's impressive, man. It's impressive. We all look forward to seeing it, and we all want to see what you are going to do and what you do. So beyond college football, let's take it a little further. Are you thinking professional sports?
That's obviously a dream. Like, it's not easy to get there. Like, it's a 1 in a million chance, or like a 1 in 100,000. There's a bunch of collegiate athletes out there and stuff. But I'm gonna come out, I'm gonna do my thing, I'm gonna grind until I can't grind no more, you know. I'm gonna work hard, I'm gonna work until I can't work no more, till my body drops done, you know. And I'm gonna do what I can until I can't.
Amen. And I want you to know that while everybody, you know, wants the best and everybody hopes the best for you, don't let anybody's expectations, or don't let anything like getting to the NFL or getting to a D1 school, or I got to make it to a D2. Don't worry about it. No, have sir. Fun. Live your life. Stay careful. You know, stay out of trouble. And just live your life, man. Live your life. Have fun. Be a kid. Enjoy being a student athlete, like you talked about, and grind till the wheels fall off. And if you make it somewhere, you make it somewhere. If you don't, hey, God's plan at the end of the day, right?
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? So the thing that's interesting about you is now you got something like the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, the day1vibes.com, that, as you know, as we've talked about before, we like to put our brand behind you to help expose you as much as we possibly can, to get you out there, to hopefully one day start, we will start throwing your articles at colleges, tagging colleges and
opening,
you know,
it up.
Yeah, opening it up. And now with the internet, man, it's so different. It's so weird. You know, one video and it'll be like, oh, that guy's nice right there. You know, so as you know, we're behind you and we're going to forever be behind you until the wheels fall off, like we said. So, you know that. We've told you that. Now everybody that's listening knows that. Last question of the podcast and we'll close it out. Your dream scenario. Your dream scenario as far as what is your ideal, like, if you had a perfect world, how does your career go? You could be as crazy as you want. It could be as lunatic as you want, as basic as you want. What's your dream scenario?
My dream scenario, you know, is having that support, you know, coming out of high school, having colleges looking at me. My dream college is Oregon, the Ducks, you know. That's something, that's a college I've really looked up to. You know, getting to play for them would be like perfect. Like that's everything I've ever wanted. You know, just having the support around me, being able to move my family out a small town, a small community, let them see the bigger picture. Getting to the next level, the next level is something that I really fantasize a lot about, but I try to keep it realistic. It's one step at a time. I can't skip steps. But getting there and playing for my my favorite team, the New Orleans Saints, would really like be something I could die for. Like, that's something that I would love to be able to accomplish, you know, have that under my belt, win a Super Bowl. That would be amazing. And just keep balling out. And then having my straight A's, you know, good grades, a 4.0 college GPA, being able to become a coach is what I really want to do. And coaching at the next level or coaching at the next level would be something that I would really love or look forward to do, you know, staying in football, keeping my head on a swivel, and just being able to like work off that would be great.
We wish you luck, man.
Thank you.
We wish you luck. Like we said, everybody wants to go and play for Oregon. Everybody wants to go play for Bama. Everybody wants to go play for Texas. Not everybody's journey is the same. You know what I'm saying? You could go to a JUCO, you could go to a D2, work your way up, have a 6-touchdown game, you know what I mean? And Nick Saban comes calling, you know what I'm saying? Or the Ducks come calling. You chase your dream, bro. You know what I'm saying? Keep your grades up, stay a good person, stay right between the head, and you chase your dreams because you never know what can happen. And like I said, in the internet age now, and especially because we're building everything that we're building right behind you, we can be of help to you, you know what I'm saying? And we can put you on. And if we have to start blowing up organs, you know what I'm saying? If we got to start blowing up their stuff with all your stuff, you got a media marketing team and a production company behind you now. Sir. You know what I'm saying? You have a nonprofit fundraising organization in the Lisa's Love Foundation behind you. You have our youth program, Future American Leaders of Texas, behind you. You have day1vibes.com behind you, Heathen's Haven behind you. You know, you got platforms behind you in any way that we can help you.
Yeah, the parents, my family supporting me.
Your friends and family. You got the entire community. Sir. You know what I'm saying? Before we do go, talk about the people who have trained you, because I feel like that's something we should have talked about at the way beginning, but it just came to my head. So let's talk about the people who have trained you to this point.
My two starting off training, teaching me my basics and foundation I mentioned it earlier, but I'm able to talk more about it now, was my uncle and my dad. They really showed me everything. They showed me how to do the ladder drill. They like dipped my feet in the water. They let my feet get wet, you know, helped me understand it. My dad was patient with me and he really let me open up. Another two cool trainers that I had was one out of Corpus, Carl Greenwood. He played in the NFL in 1995 to 1996 with the New York Jets. And another trainer that I really liked and enjoyed was Fernando Torres out of San Antonio, Texas. He really helped me out. He helped me with the speed training and the fast pace, you know, fast pace reps. My track coach, which is my speed training coach, is Coach Ruben Flowers. He's out of GP, Portland. He helps me a lot. He shows me, you know, a lot of techniques, a lot of stuff I could use. He really wants me to get to that next level, and I appreciate him for that. everything he does for me, you know, all those getting up early in the morning to drive all the way to Falfurrias, Texas to get up at, you know, have practice at 6 in the morning for track, is it's not easy. And I appreciate him for that, you know, coming out every day. That's why I try my hardest to get there when I can, you know, just show him the appreciation and show him that I want to get better.
As there is one more thing that I realized that we didn't talk about, but I don't know if it mean. Nah, we're not.
Go ahead.
Nah.
Go ahead.
You had mentioned the game that you were the game against Santa Gertrudis. I don't want to close out the podcast talking about your injury.
Nah, we good.
But let's talk about your bounce back. Day One Vibes did an article about you recently,
sir,
talking about how is RM3 poised for a bounce back season. Okay, so here it is. Day1Vibes.com, RM3 poised for bounce back junior season in 2022, ? Last year, Renny, you managed to accumulate over 700 yards and 4 touchdowns in about half a season. Talk about when you got hurt. Talk about when that happened and how you felt when that happened.
So going into district, I was only able to play 2 district games, our third one being cut short at halftime due to weather, which was our fourth game going into district was against Santa Gertrudis. The second play of the game, you know, it was really unfortunate. It was a bad, you know, just a miscommunication. And as I was going back for the ball, you know, I kind of got stuck under my ankle and, it, like things happen, disasters happen, but recovery from then was just getting my ankle better, getting ready for the season, you know, picking everything up, and that's where I am now. Like, I'm here, I'm ready, let's go.
So I want to talk about the fact that last year when you did get hurt, you had 145 carries and you had 723 yards at that point. In comparison to this year,
yes, sir,
where you are now, one game away with still one district game. You said last year when you got hurt, you were already in district?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
two games in district, two and a half, three
games into district, and this year you are one game, still one game, and then y'all get into district. Just so you guys know, just so y'all have context, because this is crazy. Last year you had 145 yards, 720, 145 carries, 723 yards. You had that in your third game in district. And this year, you have 104 carries and you have 789 yards with one pre-district game left. You're putting in work.
Yes, sir.
You're putting in work. Getting ready to go into district, how do you feel? How do you feel with the Achilles? How does it feel to get back onto the field, and how have you felt the last few weeks?
I felt solid, you know. I did a really good job of recovering over the off season. I feel great, you know. My team's been there to help me, you know, guide me, and support me. And I couldn't have asked for a better team, teammates, you know, coaching staff. So it's going really good. I feel great. I'm ready to play, and I'm ready to take my team, you know, to the next level. That playoff vibe, you know, something we haven't had in a long time. Something I personally never experienced. And I'm sure something most of my team hasn't experienced. So I'm ready. Let's do this.
As we said, Renny, we wish you the best of luck, man, this year. Everybody's excited. We can't wait. Like I said, San Antonio, we hope to be there. We hope to get an interview for everybody. That way they can hear an interview from Renny after. If not, then we would love to have you on the podcast again. And, you know, this is your home as much as it is ours. If you ever need us, if you ever want to be on the podcast again, we're one call away, one text away, whatever you want. That being said, we are going to wrap up this interview. A couple things, actually, before we go. One thing that I like to do is I like to offer the platform to the person that I'm interviewing. And just let you say whatever you want to say. You have as much time as you want to say it, and you know the platform is yours.
Yes, sir. I just want to thank whoever tunes in to listen. I want to thank y'all for taking y'all time out of y'all's day to listen. I hope y'all show y'all's young kids, you know, boys, females, this video, and let them know that we have a good community, and like there's foundation here. You know, there's hope. There's hope. It's not just, you know, whatever, whatever. Like, there's hope. Make sure their grades are great. You know, stay on top of that. I want to thank my team, my coaching staff. You know, I appreciate y'all, everything y'all do for me. And I just want to say, you know, kids, stay on top of your grades. Community, thank y'all for supporting us. You know, like, we really appreciate that as a team. I hope y'all can make it out to more games and support us, you know. Show us that you're here for us and that you'll ride for us. My family, I want to say a big thank you to all my family and my friends that come out and support me, that have been with me through thick and thin, and everybody that's there and that will ride for me. And I want to say a special big shout out to Coach Garcia. You made a really big impact in my life, and I appreciate that.
Randy, thank you. Before we do log off, I would like to ask if I could pray with you real quick, sir. Because this is a faith-based podcast, and at the end of the day, that is the most important thing, your health, making sure that you guys go and come from each game, you know. So, guys, everybody that's listening, if you're not about this, you can go ahead and tune out here, and we'll catch you on the next one. But for everybody else, we're just going to say a quick prayer for the Falfurrias jerseys, for Rennie, for, you know, everything that we're going to do, and we will close it out. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If you have something to say, I can give it to you back after. That's cool. Yeah. Okay. Father, grant Rennie the... Dear Lord, be with the Falfurrias jerseys this year. Lord, we don't ask for victory. We ask for strength. We ask for guidance. We ask for direction. We ask for patience, bravery. Lord, any game that they go into, I ask that you put your hands on them and you allow them to come out of there safe. Lord, as I said, we don't ask for victory. We will praise your name regardless. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Rennie, if you had anything else to say, you can go ahead and close it out.
I forgot, you know, like, two coaches that have a really big impact on me is Coach Gilbert Perez. He's been there. He's shown me a lot. You know, he's helped me out, and he's a really cool coach to be around, especially, you know, being a Foul alumni, you know, coaching Foul before. And one of the biggest...
Yes, sir, shout out.
One of the biggest dudes that have a good impact on my life that I love to see every day, that sparks my day, Coach Gabe Perez.
Shout out.
Yes, sir. That hawk could come out of the helmet, you know, that gets me fired up. It's something I've never done before. And I appreciate your energy, your want, your mentality. You're one of the best coaches I've had. You know, I look forward to having my next year with you, and let's go ball out.
One more thing, bro. I mean, it's my podcast. We can do whatever we want. So, guys, one more thing. I'm sorry. We already prayed. We already closed it out, everything. But I do want to ask you, because I did have Coach Gabe. Coach Gabe came in my freshman year with our class, and he was there my entire time. What is it like playing for Coach Gabe?
It's intense. You know, he's there. He wants it. He has that mindset. He has that lion mindset, that Mamba mentality. Yes, you know, he's everything downhill, everything, you know, we're no excuses, no talking back. We're going to the best of our limits, and, you know, grades, make sure everybody's on top of their grades. Everybody stay smart, stay healthy, and let's do this. Let's rock, let's roll, baby.
And before we do close it, I just want to say something about Coach Gabe myself. I know what you mean when you say the things that you say. And beyond that, Coach Gabe is one of those coaches who, you know, it's beyond sports. It's beyond coaching. It's beyond athletics. He cares about the kid. He cares about the person. He cares about, at the end of the day, when you take those cleats off, you shower and you head home, he cares about the kid that heads home as well, rather than just, and all of the coaches do. But I got to experience Coach, you know what I'm saying? I got to experience Coach Gabe, and he was one of those that was very, very influential to a lot of people in my class and in my grade and the people around me. So very happy to have Coach Gabe back. Super excited about what you guys are heading into and what you guys can do. Coach Garcia, Coach Perez, Coach Londo Guerra, Coach etc. Everybody, shout out. Shout out to the offensive line. Shout out to the rest of the players. Shout out to the fans. Shout out to the cheerleaders. Shout out to the trainers. Guys, it's a team game. Can't do it without the community.
Yes, sir.
Rennie, thank you for giving us your time. We appreciate you.
One more time. Big shout out to the O-line. Big shout out to the community. And big shout out to my family. Big shout out to the coaching staff, my receivers, my defense, making them stops, you know, coming back. I mean, let's make it a playoffs. Let's show them that Foul is not just a walk over team. We're coming out to play. You know, we're some dogs. We got some dogs in us. Let's do this.
Let's get it. Randy, thank you for your time. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. Guys, check out the podcast. This has been episode 8, episode 9 of the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast interview episode series, the RM3 episode. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. Catch us on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, anywhere you listen to your podcast. Rennie, nothing else you want to say before we go?
3&D, let's go.
Let's get it. Alrighty, guys, we'll catch you on the next one.
That's my motivation. This my city, this is what I said I'd do it for. 23 on my back and my shoulders feeling sore. RIP CP23 and damn, there's many more. Gotta